Hey, we got Chris from Caddisshack Guide Service with us once again. I was really pumped to get a hold of you today, Chris. Thanks for joining us.
Not a problem. Not a problem at all. The fishing is spectacular right now.
And I can kind of tell a little bit in your voice, it sounds like we're in the middle of the peak of fishing season, my friend, because you running ragged?
I am running so ragged. I actually took the last couple days off, Adam. I have just been living on the rivers, living on the streams. And, you know, this time of year, there's a big hatch that we all look for. Anybody who's involved in the fly fishing world out there, the brown drake hatch is just like a carpet spinnerfall every night. The brown drakes are just coming off in droves.
Well, I have not been able to fish the last few nights, and obviously the weather hasn't been that great anyway, but tonight is looking like all the planets are going to come in line. Water levels are coming down. River temps are coming up a little bit. They were really cold there for a while. I mean, I was seeing high 50s for peak temperatures for a couple days there. So I think everything's going to happen.
There's no doubt about it. With all this rain we had, the rivers are just so healthy right now. Good flows, manageable flows if you're wading and you're not floating. And water temperatures, I've seen them anywhere from 54 on the South Branch of the No Name River that I was on the other day to the Escanaba River, which was in the high 50s. And with this sun today and the sun yesterday, this water temperature is going to be in the low 60s. These fish are just fat, healthy, and furious.
So are you seeing hatches as well as spinnerfalls right now of brown drakes?
Absolutely, from start to finish. You know, the wind was howling on the river the other day when I was there, you know, in the early afternoon, which it always does. And in the trees, in the bushes, the drakes were just everywhere, just waiting to get out on the water and do their thing. So you're seeing them from start to finish right now.
Can you talk a little bit about the difference between fishing right at dark for the spinnerfall versus a little bit earlier in the day?
Well, you know, the spinnerfall is what we all look for because that's when they're just blanketed on the water, and it can be a bit overwhelming because there's so much. But in the early part of the day, if you look at the life of this mayfly, so you have the nymph, then you have the emerger when it's crawling out and it's floating out to go into its done stage where its wings want to pop out, and then the spinnerfall obviously at night. But during the day, you get out there and you nymph or you fish some emergers. I have a fly called a clinkhammer tied big for brown drake, and you know, a lot of fly fishermen will wait for the actual spinnerfall. Man, there's lots of fish to be had in the early afternoon that are keying in on these emergers and on these nymphs, and people don't see them because they're feeding subsurface or just nosing right in the surface film. So you don't have to wait till nighttime, without a doubt, or the latter part of the evening, that 8 or 9 o'clock, the witching hour, I like to refer to it as, to catch these fish. They're out there, they're scooting around, and they're getting fat. When, yes, the spinnerfall is awesome, and you can fish that into the wee hours of the morning, just don't forget about nymphing and fishing emergers in the earlier part of the day.
Make sure you stay tuned for the second half of this chat with Chris from Caddisshack Guide Service, and we're going to get into specific river conditions and the three factors that are making everything perfect right now. So stay tuned for part two coming up later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.